You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. First up, a major update from India's critical coal sector. A key trade union at Coal India has warned workers may strike over delays in finalizing salary increases, a move that would risk complicating efforts to meet soaring fuel demand, a Bloomberg report says. Talks held July 1st failed to reach any agreement over a pay deal, said Sudhir Gurde, who represented Akhil Bhartiya Khadan Mazdoor Sangh, one of the leading unions at the meeting. Workers are seeking a 47% increase in wages, having earlier demanded a 50% hike, while Coal India has offered a 3% raise. A group of unions has written to the nation's coal minister, Prahlad Joshi, and urged him to intervene to help the sides conclude negotiations. A threat of potential unrest comes as a state-run miner is seeking to boost output as India contends with rising demand from a post-pandemic economic recovery and scorching summer heat. The efforts to avert a repeat of last year's squeeze on energy supply are also being challenged by the high costs of coal imports, with seaborne prices trading at about a record. Moving on to the latest tussle between Twitter and the government of India. The microblogging platform has moved the Karnataka High Court challenging the IT rules 2021 after it was directed by the Narendra Modi government to take down some tweets by July 4th. While Twitter refused to comment on the matter, sources in the government said that the firm had approached the High Court after complying with the directions on the takedown. Legal observers interpreted the move as challenging the legality of the IT rules, which is seen by the company as violative of the fundamental rights. The tweets, which have been taken down, were related to alleged Kashmiri terrorists as well as Khalistani separatists. The company, by first complying with the takedown order and then challenging the law, has safeguarded its intermediary status and protected its executives from initiation of any criminal proceedings against them by the government, legal experts said. Though the government did not issue any statement after the news broke, Minister of State for IT and Electronics Rajiv Chandrasekhar tweeted, "In India, all, including foreign internet intermediaries, platforms, have a right to court and judicial review, but equally all intermediary platforms operating here have unambiguous obligation to comply with our laws and rules." Now some economy news. The borrowing cost for the states continues to remain elevated, sniffing at 7.9% mark for the fourth consecutive week, despite the average cutoff slipping marginally by 2 BPS to 7.86% at the latest auction of debt on Tuesday. Nine states raised ₹13,500 crore through state development loans at the first auction of the second quarter, which is nearly 4% higher than the indicated amount for this week, as Gujarat accepted an additional ₹500 crore, while the remaining eight states borrowed in line with the amount indicated in the auction calendar, according to an ICRA analysis. Still, the overall issuance is still 9.4% lower than the year-ago period. In other news, the Food Ministry has called a meeting on Wednesday with edible oil industry bodies and manufacturers to discuss a reduction in the retail prices of cooking oils amid a fall in global prices. Speaking on the sidelines of a conference, Food Secretary Sudhanshu Pandey informed that a meeting has been called with edible oil companies. "We will tell them to pass on the benefits of reduction in global prices to consumers," he said. When contacted, Solvent Extractors Association of India's Executive Director B.V. Mehta said the global prices have fallen by $300 to $450 per tons of different edible oils in the last 1 month, but it takes time to reflect in the retail markets. Some overseas updates now. Britain's new finance minister, Nadeem Zahawi, takes the reins of an economy struggling under the strain of nearly double-digit inflation and a slowdown that looks set to be more severe than in most of the world's other big nations. Like his predecessor, Rishi Sunak, Zahawi will face pressure to spend more and cut taxes from lawmakers in Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party, who have been stung by a slump in the party's popularity. In his resignation announcement on Tuesday, Sunak, who frequently stressed the importance of fixing public finances, said it had become clear to him that his approach to running the economy was fundamentally too different to Johnson's. Now, latest market news ahead of Wednesday's trade, SGX Nifty was up with gains, suggesting a gap-up start for equity markets. Global cues were mixed after Wall Street indices closed in either direct, with S&P 500 and Nasdaq gaining, while Dow Jones slipped. Asian markets, except KOSDAQ, were all in the red. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.